That which the Rabbanan said, that a woman that finds a chasm of blood stain, that might be dam nida, she is tamea. The Mishnah tells us there is a leniency when it comes to kisamim. Since kisamim are only mirabanan, since that which a woman is tamea when she finds a blood stain on her clothes is only mirabanan, as minat Torah, she would not be tamea in such a case. So therefore, the Chacham were lenient and said that she could be tola the chasm in anything that's possible. Meaning to say, if there's another possibility where the dam came from, and it's possible that it wasn't dam nida, then she would not be tamea. And the Mishnah will go on to explain different cases in which she can say that the blood came from elsewhere, not from dam nida. Shechta behema chayavo. Let's say the woman had shechted a behema chayaro. So it's possible that the blood came from the behema chayaro, and it's not dam nida. In such a case, she would be tahara. Nisaska b'ksamit, or sheyashba b'tzad ha'asukim behem. Or the woman had been playing around with kisamit, with blood stains, or she sat next to somebody else who was playing with kisamit. So therefore, it's possible that it came from somebody else's kisamit, and it was not dam nida, she would be tahara. In such a case, haruga macholas, hareza tolaba. Or if the woman had killed a louse, in all these cases, she could be tola the kesem on one of these things that she was next to or that she was playing with. So therefore, since it's possible the dam came from the macholas, from the louse, or from the ksamen that she or somebody else was playing with it, or from the behemoth higher o, the chacham said in such a case, she would be tahara. Hakamehi toilo. How big would the bloodstain have to be that she no longer can say that it came from a louse? We just said that if she killed the louse, that we would say that the blood came from the louse. It's not dam nida. How much blood would there have to be on the bloodstain that we no longer can say that it came from the louse? It's too much dam to have come from a louse. Rabbi Chanina ben Atikna Zaymer Aki Grishapul. Chanina ben Atikna said, until the size of a bean, the size of a bean, that much dam, it's possible it came from the machol, but any more dam than that, it's no longer possible it came from a lamb. I thought peace, Lord. Chanina ben Atikna argues with the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that if a woman kills a lamb, she can say that the blood came from the lamb, that it's not dam needed, and she would be to her. According to Chanina ben Atikna, any time she had the blood stain up to the size of a Grishapul, she can say it came from a louse. Even if she did not kill a louse, it's possible that a louse got squished there and the dam came from the louse. So according to Rechanina ben Antignus, anytime there's a blood stain that's left on the side of the crystal pool, she would be tahara, even though she did not kill a louse. Betola bibna o bibala. And she can be tola the kesem on her son or her husband. If her son or her husband was laying next to her and they have a wound, that it's possible the blood stain that she sees on her pugadim came from the wound of her son or her husband that was laying next to her. In such a case, she would be tahara. We would not say that the dam is dam neither. Im yesh ba maka v'hi yechola lehigala ulehaiti dam areza toilaba. If the woman has a wound, even if the wound has scabbed over, but it's possible that it would reopen and dam would come from the wound, and maybe the blessing that she sees on her begotten came from that wound, in such a case, she can be tola the kesem on that blood, and she would say that the blood that she found on her begotten is not dam neither. Instead, it came from the wound, as maybe the wound had reopened and the dam came from there. There's a story of a woman that came to Rabbi Akiva. The woman said to Rabbi Akiva, I saw a kesem, I have a blood stain on my clothing. I'm afraid it's dam nida, and I'm tamea. Rabbi Akiva asked her, maybe you have a wound, maybe the blood came from that wound. Amra lohain. B'chaisa. She said, yeah, I do have a wound, but it's already healed. Amra lo, shema yechola lehigala ulehaiti dam. Rabbi Akiva asked her, is it possible that the wound that you have, it would reopen, and dam would come from that wound? Amra lohain. She said, yeah, it's possible. Utara Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, she is tar. And this kesem might have came from that wound. It might not be dam nida, so therefore she is tar. After Rabbi Akiva gave this sock to the woman, he saw his students were glancing at each other. His students were quite surprised at this ruling. And since the wound had already healed, it seemed unlikely that the blood came from that wound. Rabbi Akiva said to his students, why is my sock so difficult in your eyes? Why are you so surprised by my sock? Shelo amru chachamim hadavar lahachmer, ela lahakol. That which the chachamim were metaken, they decree that a woman that sees a bloodstain on her clothing is tamea. The chachamim were not stringent with this takan. Instead, they were quite lenient with this takan. Shenemar v'isha kitia zava dam yezova v'besara dam v'lo kesef. The reason why chachamim is only mirabban, and that which a woman by the bloodstain on her clothing, she is only tamea mirabban, is because the pasuk says a woman that has dam flowing from her basar. The pasuk says dam is flowing from her, not a kesef, not a bloodstain. A bloodstain would not be metama her min ha-Torah. Only if she actually is margish, only if she feels dam flowing from her, that's the only time she would be tamea. But if she doesn't feel the dam coming from her, and only later she finds a bloodstain on her clothing, even if that blood definitely came from her, she would still be tahara since she did not feel the dam coming from her body. Just a chachamim were mitaken that a woman that sees a bloodstain on her clothing would be tamea if it came from her. But the chachamim were only mitaken that it's tamea if there's nothing to be toled on, if there's nothing to say that it came from there. But in such a case, if there's nothing to be toled on, it's possible that it came from a wound. Even though the wound healed, it's unlikely that the blood came from the wound. Since it's possible that the wound reopened and was mighty dam, she would be tahara.